Welcome to chapter 97, I think, of Memoirs of a White Guy. I'm excited, guys. It's been a very productive week, but that's good, but I'm excited for the week to come. Why are you excited for the week to come, Luke? Thanks for asking, Luke. The Bachelor starts this week. It's been so long. I reckon it's been over a year. Probably less, maybe it just feels like that, because, you know, I've been in a Bachelor void. But, like, I feel like since the Bachelor, we've had The Bachelorette with Sophie Monk, which was great. But, and then we have Bachelor of Paradise, which is pretty good. But finally, we get back to basics this week with The Bachelor. It's going to be so good. So, like, Osher Gunsberg returns into our TVs. He's just done his Men's Health mag cover, which I'm bloody pumped to read. Lewis still hasn't bought me that. Lewis promised me on the radio show that he was going to buy me Osher Gunsberg's Men's Health like magazine or whatever, and he never did it. So actually, I'm going to pull him up on that. And he also promised me that I would be able to get a... He was going to pay for me to get an Osher Gunsberg haircut, which is great. So I'm looking at my hair now just in the camera here, and it looks nothing like Osher. So they're going to have to do a lot of work to get me looking like Osh. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Maybe in a week's time, I will have an Osh cut, which is damn good news. But yeah, I'm keen as... It's going to be so good. The Bachelor is the Honey Badger this year. I reckon it's going to be probably at least top two, you know, favorite seasons. It's probably going to be the best season. You know, up there with Tim Robards, the original Bachelor, and of course my favorite. Second favorite, I still don't know if Matty J or Sam. I love them both. I thought they were both great Bachelors. And obviously there's the lesser tier Bachelors that have been Richie, old mate, bloody... B.O. apparently, and he likes bananas for some reason, and an old mate, Flaky Blake, Blake the Flake, fucking bitch boy Blake. Yeah, that dude sucks, was an asshole. But yeah, Nick Cummins, legend, the Honey Badger. He's an Australian Wallabies rugby player. If you don't know him, you would have seen the promos by now, and he just looks so out of place in a suit. That's one thing that gets me. I'm like, why do you get a Bachelor that, like, probably has worn a suit, like, 10 times in his life? It's genius TV. It's going to be great. But the reason why I brought up The Bachelor is, there's nothing really to talk about yet, but BuzzFeed have just done an article on, I think Channel 10 released all the girls, like, who are going to be on The Bachelor. So every year I like to kind of go through, see the lineup, see what Nick Cummins is working with, maybe pick a few favorites. It's kind of like a yearly tradition on the podcast that we do this. So I thought, hey, let's just start off the podcast with it today. The first one, we have Alexandra. She's a 31-year-old from Victoria. I don't even know if I pronounced her name right, but again, doesn't matter. You're a girl on The Bachelor. You're not going to matter in 3 months. Alexandra is a nature-loving yoga teacher who believes in putting out into the universe what you want to receive. All right, so she's a fucking douchebag. Anyone who mentions the universe in their philosophy, you're an idiot. You probably don't even own a telescope, all right? What would you know about the universe? Have you studied it? Nah. She describes herself as efficient and her dream guy is tall, adventurous, thoughtful, and loving. Boring. This is a dream wedding. No shoes, dancing till late with only close people. So she hates shoes. That's just weird. And she hates shoes, and, yeah, but look, I'm not vibing her as a favourite yet, but who knows, she could surprise us all. The next one, we have Alicia, 25, from the ACT. So, she's from a bit of a shithole. She might be boring as the town that she grew up in, but who knows. Alicia is a political advisor who wants to find a guy who is intelligent and treats his mum right. Yeah, she's like, I want my guy to treat his mum right, but he can beat the shit out of his dad. Don't care about his dad. Why don't you just say, I want a guy who treats his family right, or his parents right? You're like, why just his mum? She's like, oh, he doesn't have to get along with his father. I mean, he could he could punch him in the back of the head before I care. As long as he's intelligent. Her ideal date would be hiring a tinny on the Hawkesbury River and having a picnic complete with a six-pack of VBs. I love girls who are like, yeah, buddy. Like, it's good on girls who love a beer, but you know what? Do you really have to mention it? I guess it's like guys who like a wine, they feel the need to be like, no, I have a sensitive side. And girls who like a beer are like, oh, no, I've, you know, I'm, bloody can hang out with the boys. It's like, cool, great. Don't care what beverage you consume, as long as you're a nice person. The next one is Ashley, 30, Queensland, blonde. She's a property consultant and a mother. Oh, first MILF on the show. All right, pretty exciting times. She's from Queensland, so Bogan MILF. She's, how old is she? 30, right. So, I mean, her kids are probably already 18. She's from Queensland, so that's fine. The kids are probably already on schoolies right now. Oh, schoolies at the end of the year. She's an optimist looking for a Prince Charming. Oh, any girl who's looking for a Prince Charming, that guy doesn't exist. All right? If you want a guy with long, luscious hair riding a horse with a sword, all right, that guy's going to get arrested. You can't have a Prince Charming in 2018. Doesn't make sense. Why? You're locked in a castle? Yeah? Why do you want a Prince Charming for? What does any girl need a Prince Charming for? Like, oh, honey, can't get this bloody can of baked beans open. Hang on, I'll just grab the sword. That'd be the only reason why you'd want a knight in shining armor, so he can open cans for you, alright? Because other than that, he's just going to get arrested. Because it's like, it's just he's walking around with a hectic knife. I've never really thought about that. Swords are just hectic knives. They're just like knives that you got to be a little more careful with. Could you cut a steak with a sword? Probably. People would have done it before. But yeah, anyway, I don't know why girls always want the... I want my Prince Charming. No, you don't. You want a guy with like... You want a financially stable guy who's not going to fuck other women. Like women. That's honestly... How sad is it that these days that's a catch? You're like, oh, like, it's actually hard to find a dude who, like, has a job, will be loyal, and isn't a piece of shit. It's like one in every 10 guys, I swear. And even now, there's probably, like, you know, the other 9 guys listening to this podcast going, like, yeah, I don't fall into that category, but, you know, hopefully one day I'll find my... What's the opposite to Prince Charming? My princess. Now, see, that's the thing. No guys want to find their princess. No guys are like, oh my god, I'm just dreaming of my wedding day. No. That's so weird how, like, it's such a stereotype. I'm not saying all girls are like that, but it's way more girls would fantasize about their wedding day than... I don't think any guys would do that. I've never thought about it. Like, girls have an idea in their head, like, I want a little small picket fence, I want the aisle to be, you know, white, there's going to be, you know, white petals going all down the aisle, we'll get married on October 17th, 2034, and it'll be sunny that day with a bit of light rain in the morning, but nothing too much, nothing to ruin my dress, and it's just like, you're 8 years old, okay, we get it, you've seen McLeod's Daughters, alright, stop fantasizing about your fucking... You go to school. That's... Girls do that shit when they're in school. They're like, just, you know, fantasizing. I remember speaking to some girls in, like, prime school, like, in my weddings... I was like, dude. I get that they're, like, just, you know, it's like a dumb... They don't actually want their wedding to be like that. But I reckon there's, like, something deep down in, like, some girls' heads that still think about it every now and then. You know? Like, they'll go past, like, a wedding car and then, like, for the next 2 minutes, we'll just be like... in a trance while they're driving, like, hopefully we get a nice church, hopefully it's not, yeah, like, hope it's not too foggy so the photos turn out well. Oh, flowers, what should we do for flowers? Maybe tulips. And then they just snap out of it and go, why the fuck, I'm single, why the fuck am I thinking about a wedding, right? That must happen to some people, right? But that never happens to me. Sometimes I'll drive past, like, a wedding car, and I'll see the wedding, like, car go past, and I'll be like, fuck, I wonder what the Bucks party was like. I bet you it was wild, man. I wonder how much coke they did. Probably heaps. I wonder if they did it off someone's tits. That's like what I think. And not that I'm even into that. I've never been to a Bucks party, alright? I've never done any sort of drugs, all right? But that's what I think about. I'm just like, oh, it's so different. I do not fantasize about the day. I'm just like, oh, yeah, cool. That's, you know, when it, if it comes, it comes. You know, who thinks about that shit? So anyway, back to Ashley, who's trying to find her Prince Charming. Why she applied? I wanted the opportunity to meet someone out of my comfort zone. A guy who didn't approach me in a bar or through a form of social media. That says a lot about today's society, actually, that you actually have to go on a reality TV show. Well, where else are you going to meet someone? You have to bump into them at some point. It doesn't, you know, it might be at the shops. You might, you're not just going to meet a guy, like, that's kind of stupid. Anyway, the next girl is Autumn. I'm sorry, that's not a name, that's a season. Can't call your kid that. Can't call your kid Winter. I bet you there is someone called Winter. There's definitely girls called Summer. Alright. Oh, this is my daughter Spring? Nah, not cute. Creepy. Because then when it's Spring, everyone's going to be like, oh my god, it's Spring. And she's going to be like, what? Oh no, we're just talking about the month. Oh, sorry. Have shit parents. Never mind. Don't call your kid. It's like if you called your kid March. Or January. You're like, ah, oh, it's almost January again. Sorry, what? Oh, we're just talking about the most commonly known thing, January, which is the month, not you. Sorry. Parents, piece of shit. Don't call your kid Autumn, alright? Autumn is a digital designer who loves volunteering. Ugh. Ugh. People who love volunteering love being known for volunteering. If you really liked volunteering, you wouldn't tell anyone. You'd just do it for you and the people who you're helping, alright? It's the problem with charity. People are like, oh my god, I'm a good person, so I'm gonna go on TV and tell everyone that I'm a good person. Cool. She loves volunteering and is big on chivalry. She wants an old soul who is passionate, ambitious, and caring. Yes, yeah, so I'm going to go on a reality TV show on Channel 10 to find that. Jeez, these girls are smart. Blair, 27, from Queensland. She's kind of got like blondish slash brown hair. I would say sandy blonde, wearing a red dress. She's fit and an active PE teacher. Blair is competitive, but also loves to laugh. Any girl who admits she loves to laugh is a dead shit, all right? Even at her own expense. Oh, she's so bloody zany. Good on you, Blair. She wants someone muscular, tall, and tanned. She says Cameron Diaz would play her in the movie of her life. You fucking wish, Blair. Alright. Shit, that she's dreaming. She says her worst trait is she has a really high belly button. It's a bit creepy. That is creepy, actually. I want to now know how high her belly button is. So hopefully they do some bikini stuff. Not so I can perv on Blair, just so I can be like, you know, pause it and then get a measuring tape and trying to work out with something in the background that gives a perspective of size, like maybe a glass or something, how high her belly button really is from her, like, where it should be. I think your belly button should probably be like, maybe like a hand sideways distance away from, I guess, your pelvic bone, or maybe that's too much. Maybe I've got a high belly button. I don't know. Anyway, Brittany, 30, from New South Wales. I think it's compulsory on any single reality TV show to have a Brittany on it or a Stacey. All right? If there's no Brittany or Stacey, are you really a reality TV show? All right, she's from New South Wales. Man, she looks like a freaking rig, dude. She's like muscly out. She will beat the shit out of me. Brittany is a radiographer. I thought they were about to say personal trainer or like UFC fighter, 100%. She describes herself as a hurricane. Oh, bitch alert. She's going to be the bitch. So watch out for Brittany, all right? She's going to be the Kira of this season. She's going to be causing a shitstorm. Dude, if you describe yourself as a hurricane, you're a fucking nightmare. Why? Because hurricanes kill people, all right? Hurricanes ruin lives. If you describe yourself as a hurricane, no one likes you, and the aftermath is going to be rough, alright? She says she's ambitious, optimistic, and funny. She loves traveling and wants boring. She wants someone down to earth, funny, romantic, light-hearted, and no and low maintenance. Never gonna find that. Dude, these girls, they want like, you can't have it all. You can't have it all. Literally every girl is like, I want a guy who's generous, down to earth, romantic, caring, kind. I want him to like Pokemon, but I don't want him to like Pokemon too much. I want him to like water, 8 glasses a day preferably, or 9, keep hydrated, it's important. I like guy who puts things in photo frames, not pictures of other girls, just me. I like a guy who likes cats and dogs. I also like a guy who likes grey curtains instead of brown curtains, just because it matches my aesthetic at home a little bit better. I like a guy who's not from Queensland, but not from Melbourne. So it preferably has to be from New South Wales. You're never going to find this guy. He doesn't exist. Why all these girls think they're so entitled to this like perfect guy? You can't describe yourself as a hurricane and then be like, I want a guy who's perfect, but I'm a piece of shit. Oh man, I can't wait. This is why I can't wait. I love this show. Brooke, 24, from WA. This is my first favorite. All right, I'm gonna call it. I reckon she's gonna go top four. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how old Nick Cummins is, but 24 seems a little young. She's from WA, so there may be a geographical no-no there. She's a youth worker. Boom, proud Indigenous woman. Boom. She wants to be a role model for young... Dude, she sounds like the impossible girl that all the other girls are looking for, but she's the girl version. Like, especially, man, she's passionate, driven, fitness fit. Oh, man, she's like... You know what, though? She might be good on paper, but then you meet her and you're like, ah, a little bit arrogant, you know? So I reckon Brooke, she seems like a winner there. She likes sport as well, and Nick Cummins is a rugby player. So that's one of my picks, guys. Cass, 23. No, you're too young, all right? Why are you going on a reality TV show when you're 23? Oh, like, there's no way a 23-year-old wants to find love on a reality TV show. You're 23. I'm 22. That's like me going on the next year going, I'm never going to find anyone. You're 23. Man. She's a student. A student. You can't date us. That's so weird, man. She describes herself as a girly tomboy. That doesn't make sense. That literally is a hypocritical... That's an oxymoron. You can't be a girly tomboy. That's... Anyway... She's a former Miss World finalist whose ideal man is sporty, loving, and kind to animals. Ah, damn it. Can't punch a squirrel in the back of the head in front of her. That's one of my favorite pastimes. There's a wombat. Kill it! She would hate that. That was a really messed up joke, by the way. I don't hate wombats. Next up, we have Kat. I think we're only like a quarter of the way. Next up, we have... oh my god, this is in alphabetical order, and I'm only up to Kat. Oh, we've got to do it. This could be the whole podcast. I'll make it quicker. Kat, 24, she's from Bali. She's wild and crazy. All right, so she's a psycho. If a girl describes herself as crazy, that's just a psychotic, because crazy girls are usually like, I'm fun. And you're like, no, you're crazy. If you're crazy, you're a fucking psychopath. A fashion designer or whatever... the next one is Kayla, 27. She has like hectic resting bitch face. She's an energy healer. Oh, so she's crazy too. Whatever that is, who loves clean eating, nature, and meditation. Yep, no guy wants to be with an energy healer. Yeah. That sounds like something out of like an anime cartoon. Like, he's like, Kayla, 27, energy healer. Wee-yah! Christina, another 23-year-old. Why are these girls going on this show so young? I mean, I guess they're trying to get that home and away gig, you know? They want to be on Neighbours, but they can't be fucked to audition, so they just audition for this shit. Christina is an outrageously loud pocket rocket of energy. Great, so she doesn't shut the fuck up. Diva who works as a retail manager. If a guy can't cook and clean, she's not interested. Oh, independent woman, she knows what she wants. Good on her. Good on you, Christina. Dasha, 32, South Australia. Oh, we have our first reindeer on the show. Who calls their kid Dasha? These are my daughters, Dasha, Vixen, and Prancer. Rudolph, get in here. We've got people over. Oh, I've got a cold, Mum. Oh, that's why your nose is red. Dasha, she's 32. So she's 9 years older than the other two girls. That's crazy. She's a personal trainer and a mother who is passionate about health and fitness. She describes herself as feminine with a capital F. Oh, man, don't fuck with Dasha. She wants Mr. Handsome, who is strong, reliable, and caring. She wants a man, not a boy. Yeah, bloody feel that. She'd hate me. next up, we've got Emily, who's 24. She's from the ACT. She's an ex-ballet dancer, alright? I don't think there's anything interesting about her. She seems like the most boring person. Oh, this is going to be so rude, but, you know, her dream day is a relaxed picnic, music and wine. Sorry, Emily, I'm just going to sleep. Next up is Juliana, 29. Oh, God. Oh, this is... I don't want to be mean. I think I should move on. She's done too many drugs. Juliana is an athletic lifeguard who is passionate about the environment. Yeah, she is. Loves a bit of grass. And the ocean. She's self-described... What? Oh, man. You thought the other girls were crazy. Strap in. She's self-described as a resilient mermaid. What? No shit, you're self-described as a resilient mermaid. No one else is calling you that. Dude, imagine if someone's like, tell us a bit about yourself. And you were like, I do a pottery class. Yep, I study part-time. I work in retail. Oh, and also, I'm a resilient mermaid. Brr, psychopath, next. Actually, no, I want to keep reading. She believes everything happens for a reason and wants someone who is kind-hearted, cultured, outdoorsy, and a surfer. Dude, if you just like surfers, you're narrowing it down so much. I'm going to Google how many people in the world surf. I know there's not going to be a number. They reckon there is 23 million people who surf in the world out of 7 billion. That's nothing. You're not going to find a surfer. Man. This girl looks like she's done heaps of shit. And she looks like she's been around. She's not wearing shoes in the photo. Like she's one of those, looks like one of those naturalist feet people who's like, oh, my feet are out all the time. -4 degrees at 5 a.m. in winter. Oh, get my thongs. You're crazy. This is crazy. I can't get it. This girl is gonna be amazing to watch. Juliana. This is her deal breaker. It may sound incredibly odd to most people, but a deal breaker would be if they cannot swim. Okay, great. Kayla, 24, South Australia. She's a flight attendant, so she's hot. Her friends call her Bambi because she is so tall. Is Bambi a particularly tall deer? I forget Bambi. I just remember when the mum died. It was horrible. That's the only thing I remember about Bambi. See, I couldn't hang out with her because every time her friends called her Bambi, I'd just be like reminded of one of the most horrific moments of my childhood. It's like if, you know, her friends called her Mufasa or Dumbledore, I'd be like, oh, now I'm just sad. On her worst date, I went on a date with a guy. We went surfing together. I tried to act like I was a professional, but I was not. And I almost drowned. Okay, psycho. We have Renee. She's 30, from Victoria. Good on you, Renee. She's an ambitious analyst who loves people. She's a tomboy and a girly girl. Up! You can't be a tomboy and a girly girl. You don't know what the definition of that means. All right. And it's after a guy who challenges her intellectually and emotionally. Ah, so she's a bit of a smarty pants. This is a deal breaker. A guy who's vegan. I respect the choice, but sometimes you've got to eat something that had parents. She sounds like a legend. So I'm going to go with Renee as one of the favourites as well. Sounds like an absolute trooper. Good on you, Renee. Next up, we got Rhiannon. I think we're almost at the end now, guys. We're on the home stretch. This has taken 25 minutes. Fucking goddamn. Rhiannon, this is like a Bachelor special. I was like, oh, I'll do the first 5 minutes going through the girls and the Bachelor podcast. But this is too good. This is so much fun. I don't even know if you guys are having fun listening to this, but I'm having so much fun doing it. I don't care. Rhiannon is fun, playful, energetic. She wants a manly man who will make her feel giddy. Oh, she wants to be fucked hard. That's what that means. She wants a guy with a bloody Planet of the Apes cock to give it to her every night. And good on her. You gotta respect that. Anything by the water, I don't know, whatever, she's boring. Romy, is that how you pronounce that name? R-O-M-Y, Romy. Romy, 29, Queensland. She's wearing a blue dress. She's a wild and impulsive photo shoot director. Right, so that means she gets her tits out on hen's nights. Good on her. Romy says she's a bit of a bogan and is after a passionate, patient, and kind man. Yeah, a guy who can be like, she's like, hold my bra, I'm with the girls. Yeah, all right. How long will you be? 4 hours. Great. Thanks for being patient, honey. on her worst date. This is her worst date. I crashed my car into his in the parking lot. That is a rough start to the date. Shannon, 25. This girl looks like Sam Frost. I'll be honest, this girl looks exactly the same as Sam Frost. She's from Victoria. Shannon is, whatever. She describes herself as weird, wonderful, okay. She paints, writes poetry. Boring. Go hang out with Emily. On her ideal date, I think... Just, boring. Next up, Sophie, 25. Sophie is an ambitious property valuer. Okay, boring. Next up, Steph, 23. Ooh, wearing a bit of a revealing outfit, Steph. Whew. She's a children's entertainer. Why you got your tits out in the photo? Why you wanna... Dude, the kids who you entertain are gonna be... Now she's on The Bachelor. She's gonna be a middle-aged man entertainer. The kids who you entertain will see you on the show. And she's wearing a... What the fuck? A children's entertainer with a love of all things potato. Steph says the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her was in high school. Cool. Next up, we got Susie from WA. She's 30, so a bit of a late bloomer on the show. Susie, whatever. She's blunt and honest. Alright, so she's a bit of a bitch. Tanelli, 25 years old. Alright, surely this is like the last girl. Oh, we got two more. Three more. Three more. We're up to the third last one. She's looking for a caring... Well, how many girls are on this show, by the way? I just realised. I've been doing this for half an hour. How are they going to do this on TV in an hour? Man. Whatever. There's nothing interesting about Tanelli. Tanelli? The next one is Ursula, 34. Man, you're middle-aged. Why are you on this show? Geez, good ringing her for 34, but god damn. You're 34. Why are you on a show? She should be on Studio 10 or, like, The View or something like that with the other middle-aged women. This is why she's single. She's unorthodox and sassy. And she says she's a hunter when it comes to dating. Well, she's a shit hunter or she would have had a date by now. This is why she's single. I like being single as much as I like being in a relationship. Right, so that makes no sense. Vanessa, 27, she's the last girl. She's her life motto is revenge is sweet. Oh, another psycho. I love it. She said it was her New Year's resolution to be on The Bachelor. Jesus fuck. Set better goals for yourself, all right? Girls and guys, that is the lineup this year for The Bachelor. That literally took 30 minutes. I might have to put a timestamp at the start of the podcast to be like, if you don't want to hear that, skip to halfway through the podcast. Oh man, I'm so keen. Get up. It's this Wednesday night. I can't believe I promote The Bachelor this much. I don't get anything out of it. Although I do milk it for a lot of content, so I guess it's only fair. I'm so keen for The Bachelor, guys. I actually can't watch it live on TV. I've got to go to this bloody movie thing. I'm going to have to watch it after. So, no one sends spoilers. I'm going to put my phone on airplane mode, and no one spoil it for me, alright? Because I'm going to watch it as soon as I get home. Alright. Oh, I've got to talk about this. I had such a stressful week. So stressful, alright? It's just brutal. I full on anxiety yesterday for the whole day. I was on a good friends of mine, Nick Kappa and Mike Goldstein's, two very funny comedians. I was on their podcast yesterday called The Phone Hacks Podcast. This is the most fucked podcast on iTunes. They have guests on and you all swap phones with each other and you roll a dice to see what happens to your phone. So someone else has your phone, you roll a dice to see if they go through your camera roll, your notes, your Google history, just shit like that, and everyone just gets absolutely roasted and destroyed, and it is effing hilarious. I don't know why I censored myself then, but it is effing hilarious, alright? So good. It's my favorite type of comedy is ruining people's day. I still maintain to this day, you can write all the jokes in the world, but there's nothing funnier than fucking your mate's day. You're like, oh, you're having a shit one. Lol. That's the funniest thing. I love shit that makes you squirm and makes you uncomfortable to listen to. Like, it's why I like The Office. That show, it makes you feel uneasy when you're watching Michael Scott say something horribly misogynistic to one of the ladies in the office. And that's why it's funny, because it's obviously wrong. But it's like, this guy's doing it, and it's so funny. But what makes this podcast even funnier than that is, it's real. It's not a TV show. The other things in the podcast they do is they have a set of punishments. If you don't want to talk about something, but they do it anyway at the end to everyone, no matter what. You've got to, you roll a dice again to see if you have to send a fucked up tweet, which they write for you, a fucked Instagram post, a direct message to a relative, or like a family member or a close friend that they choose. Just brutal shit like that, right? So I've never been more nervous, right? And I said yes to this podcast weeks ago. Like, they were like, Lukey, do you want to come on our podcast, man? I was like, yeah, of course. Would love to come on. Didn't really do any research. Was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it has a theme to it. Something about phones. Cool. And then I got like a few days out, and I was like, oh, I should probably do a bit of research as what this podcast is about. I listened to it. And I was like, what have I agreed to? What have I got myself into here? So I'm driving there like a nervous wreck. Because I'm like the biggest, I think I'm the biggest person they've ever had on their podcast, like social media wise. So like, I've got the more people will see the damage in which they put up. And if you didn't see the post, that I put on my Instagram yesterday, I've already had to take it down because I was getting way too many messages. Just brutal shit. This is what they forced me to post. It was a picture of me with my thumbs up, looking kind of defeated, a little bit awkward, that said, and by the way, this got 2,000 likes. It was up for 12 hours before I took it down. Been going through a tough time lately, but I took a bit of time out walking around the markets with my girlfriend who I love. It just really helped. If you ever want to chat, sometimes just reach out. We all go through tough times. Brutal. Just so brutal. That's so not me. And I can't believe people thought it was real. But why wouldn't they? Of course they thought it was real. And that's why it's so genius. Because like, the other options that they gave me were like, posting a picture of Harvey Weinstein with the caption, innocent? Question mark. or posting a picture of Milo, what's his name? Milo Yiannopoulos, just going, this guy gets it. And the other one was, I had to do a direct message to my mum saying, hey, I want to see your pubes. I was like, no way. Categorically, no. Like, there's no chance. Absolutely not. I would do anything. I would rather send a boss a picture of my dick than do that, alright? There's no way. So I was like, I'll do anything else. I'm like, Harvey Weinstein one will get me fired. The Milo Yiannopoulos one, he's like a political commentator who has some really fucked opinions. He caused a riot last time he was in Melbourne. If I post this guy gets it, I'm like, that'll just start wall-to-wall abuse in the comment section and my DMs. So I was like, yep, I'm going with tough times. And holy shit, the response was just horrible. I felt so bad, but it was so funny. Like, the whole day, I was like, every time I felt really anxious about having this post up. Because, oh, dude, as soon as I put up the post, within 5 minutes, I had friends of mine, family members calling me, going like, man, I had no idea. Are you okay? I'm fine. I'm just a piece of shit. Right? I go on horrible podcasts that make you do horrible things. By the way, not a horrible podcast. Great podcast. It's one of my favorite podcasts, but it's just, oh man. So my revenge on Nick Kappa was the one who forced me to write that, and my revenge on him was I made him comment. Actually, no, I did this first. That was his revenge on me. So I fired the shots first, which is why he came back pretty hard. I made him comment on his sister's picture on Facebook, like a picture of his sister in a nice dress at a formal event, saying, damn, if I wasn't your brother, ... He was shaking as he commented it. He was trembling. He was like, I can't do it. And I'm like, you have to do it. He had to imagine it growing up. I don't know what it's like to have a sister. I've just got a brother, right? But I can imagine every part in your body would be like, nah, man, don't do that. That's incestuous. Not from Tasmania. Why am I writing this? Not inbred. What am I doing? Damn, if I wasn't your brother. ... Oh, his whole family would have seen that. His whole family has him on Facebook. That's horrible shit, which is why he made me do that. But man, on the bottom of my post, hardly anyone thought I was taking the piss. And it's a credit to you guys. I'm really sorry. If you're listening to this right now and you did reach out to me because you thought I was going through a tough time, thank you very much. You've shown that you're a very kind person. I do really appreciate that. I'm fine. Want to clarify that. Never been happier. It was just a horrible joke that will make me go to hell. These are some of the comments. Hope you're feeling better, man. You feeling okay, brother? Love you. Hope you are feeling better. Maybe watch some Shrek. Here for you, man. Hope you're okay. It's hard out there. Thanks for speaking up. Just brutal shit. Here's a really long one. I really hope you're feeling better. It's okay not to be feeling 100% at all times. Life can be shit sometimes. It's important to realize, you know, it's okay for you to help. Keep being a mad lad. Love you heaps. One of my best mates who I've known since grade 3. I saw him like less than 24 hours before I posted this. Just commented a love heart. He's like, he messaged me, man, I had no idea you're feeling that way. I'm like, I'm not. Just an asshole. There's nothing funnier than ruining someone's day. And I can acknowledge that. Like, yes, it was my day that was being ruined. But, man, when it happens to someone else, I'm around it. So you've got to, what goes around comes around, all right? If you're going to dish it out, you got to expect to cop it back. And I copped it hard. It was brutal. And the reason why I ended up taking it down is because people started reaching out to me saying, man, I'm feeling the same thing. I really appreciate you speaking out. You make me feel like it's okay. And it just, I was had to reply to so many people being like, hey, thanks so much. I'm really sorry you're going through a tough time. this was actually for this fucked podcast. I'm fine, but it's just so... I just went into damage... Like, that was the worst part about it. I uploaded this thing, and I couldn't tell any of my family or friends that it was a joke. Or, like, I didn't really care that it's like, a lot of people, like, oh... That... Oh, man, I received screenshots later in the night when I revealed that it was a joke of people, like, friends of mine from high school in group chats screenshotting my Instagram and then, like, going, man, is Luke okay? Fuck, we should probably check on him. And now they just think I'm a piece of shit. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, it's hilarious. I'll post the, the episode of the podcast in the podcast group this week. But yeah, The Phone Hacks with Nick Capper and Mike Goldstein. Go check it out. They're very funny lads. So yeah, my week was just full of anxiety. Cause man, like people from work were commenting on it. People from my work, people from the radio station were like, man, really hope you're okay. Like, I really hope you're all good, bro. The one person who didn't call was Lewis. Mike called me within 5 minutes going, man, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it's just a joke. And then Lewis saw the post, I came to the radio station. I was like, have you seen my Instagram? And he's like, yeah, what's up with that? And I'm like, you piece of shit. What if I was being serious? He's like, well, I assumed you weren't. And I was like, yeah, but what about if I was? Oh, just rough. Anyway, that was my day yesterday. I couldn't concentrate all day knowing that all these people out there just anyway, it's brutal stuff. What else has been going on? Oh, another thing happened. I was an accidental creep during the week. Sucked. I think that's the most paranoid, like this week's probably been some of the most paranoid shit I've ever been through, right? I think every guy would like feel this as like, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything worse someone could call you than like a creep. Like, I reckon that's so insulting, just someone being like, oh, you creep, and it's like, oh, I'm not though, but look, what are you, and it's so hard to back yourself out of it. Like, and because it's like, a creep is just like the worst word and the worst person, right? And I'm pretty sure this week I was accidentally a creep. So I really had to pee at a gig, right? I was doing this gig in Ringwood at the Manhattan Hotel, and I was busting to go to the toilet, and I rocked up, and I was like, it was one of those things where I was needing to go so bad, I couldn't concentrate on anything else. Like, people were like, hey, Luke, what's up? And I was like, hi, hey, go on the toilet. Oh, sorry, no, I mean, I need to go to the toilet. Sorry, I was just needed a toilet. Quickly found the toilet, rushed in there, and... there's no time to close the door in that situation, by the way. Like, and guys will know, it's socially acceptable. Girls may not be aware of this, but it's socially acceptable. As a guy, if you're peeing in a cubicle, you don't close the door. You're actually weirder if you don't. Like, I did a gig at a footy club on the weekend in Melton, and I went to the toilet in one of the breaks, and one of the dudes in the footy club closed the door to take a piss, and he just got destroyed. Like, all the guys like, what are you trying to hide, man? What are you... why are you closing? Are you taking a shit, bro? Are you shitting? Well, why is the door closed? You're peeing? Open the fucking door, you... You don't close the door if you're a guy and you're peeing in a cubicle. Because what are you trying to hide? Oh, I got pee fright. Man up. All right. Pee fright. Look, I know a lot of people suffer from pee fright. I just want to tell you, no one wants to look at your dick. I don't know what you're scared of. You're like, oh, I feel nervous around other people peeing. Hey, no one wants to see your dick with piss coming out of it. I've never gone to the toilet and been like, geez, I should look at the guy's cock next to mine. No. You're in there to piss. You're in there to get business done. It's essentially like a work meeting. I piss very professionally, all right? I'm not in there, you know what I mean? You're not in the toilet, like, scouting for dick, alright? I'm there to do my business and leave. Alright, so I don't get why guys suffer from pee fright. So, just keep the door open, alright? What are you trying to hide? So, I've got the door open on the cubicle, I'm peeing, and then I start to think about just the environment that I've walked into in the toilet, where I'm like, Pretty sure there was like 8 cubicles. Why are there so many cubicles in the men's toilet? That's so weird. Usually, toilets this size maybe have 2 to 4 cubicles if it's like a pub. I was like, that's super weird. Anyway, kept peeing. And then, sorry, I don't want to get too graphic, but, you know, I was doing, it's everyone does it, all right? I was doing a fat wee. that makes it sound way worse than it was. A fat wee. Yeah, bro, dropping fat wees. Anyway, I'm doing a piss, and I'm midstream, and I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of cubicles in here. And then I looked down next to the toilet, and I was like, huh, there's a sanitary bin that says for tampons and other, you know, like just what it says on every sanitary bin. And I was like, I've never seen one of them in the guy's toilet. I mean, only ever seen them in like a gender neutral bathroom or something like that, you know, where it's not a guy or girl's toilet, but it's at a small cafe. I was like, this is weird. I'm like, maybe this is a gender neutral bathroom. I'm like, how progressive of this pub. You know, you don't expect just, you know, a really old pubs that have been there for years to be that progressive. And I'm like, hey, it's 2018. Good on them. They got sanitary bins in the men's, or they got gender neutral toilets. Great. And then it dawns on me that I'm like, nah, Luke, you're a creep. You're in the women's toilets, pissing with the door open right now. I was like 70% sure. I'm like, I'm in the girls' toilet. Great, cool, awesome. If someone, and I tried to reach back to close the door, but I hit a dilemma where I was like, I really need to pee. So I was like, I didn't want to stop midstream and turn around with like my dick out, because what about if a girl walked in? That's horrible, you know what I mean? I don't want anyone to have to see me, like, you know, with, you don't want anyone to see like an unwilling nutsack, like that's flashing. And also, I think you could be charged for that, because I'm not supposed to be in there, right? So I'm like, okay, I can't turn around with my dick out. So I'll try and reach back behind me to see if I can reach the door. And then, so I start close. I can't reach the door. I'm like, alright, so I can't close the door. I'm just going to pray to God a girl doesn't come in here. And then just keep going. So I just kept going. I was really trying to hurry up my piss, which is hard when you know what I mean? Like, this all happened, by the way, in like the space of, like, I don't know, like 45 seconds or however long it was. It was like time was a blur, alright? But I was like, oh my God. Someone's gonna walk in me peeing, and I still have to go up on stage and perform in front of these people, right? So I'm like, I'm gonna be the guy on stage who's pissing in the girls' toilets. That is the worst. That sounds like the worst gig ever. So I'm freaking out. No one walks in. I quickly wash my hands. I dried them like an idiot. I was like, oh shit, I should dry them too. And then I just quickly like peeked outside of the girls' toilets to be like, is the coast clear? And then I just, there's no way you can subtly exit a girl's toilet. And I didn't realize that. There's no way you can just exit a girl's toilet without looking like a creep when you're a guy. There's no way. Unless, you know what I needed? I needed a fluoro vest and a mop and Windex to be like, I'm the cleaner. That's the only way to exit a female toilet and not be a creep. Because if you're in there for starters, you're done fucked up. Alright? Shouldn't have been in there. Made an error. Alright? So I'm like, oh, is there a mop? No. There's nothing that I can use to be not creepy here. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm just going to have to cop it. Alright? I was like, maybe I could try and tie up my hair into little pigtails and be like, I identify as a unicorn. Nah. I'm fucked. Right? So, as soon as I walk out, I do as quickly as possible. I just open the door, boom, close, and I'm out. And then as soon as I did that, I quickly scanned the area to see if anyone saw me, and the bar girl is just making locked eyes with me from across the room. And she just, like, gives me really high eyebrows. She's like, did I just see what I thought I said? So, yeah, did I just see what I thought I saw? And then I was like, did you just, you're going to forget everything you just saw. I'm trying to give her the eyes, like, don't fucking say anything. It was an honest mistake. You can't announce in the room, ladies and gentlemen. I should have done that. I should have got ahead of the scandal. Because I should have been, ladies and gentlemen, I just would like to come forth and say that I was not intentionally being a creep. Yes, I did urinate in the women's bathroom. I finished my pee, washed, and dried my hands in there. I apologize. I did not see the men's. But then everyone just goes, why is this guy, it's creepy to announce it. And then the whole night I was like, not only worried about being heckled on stage, because, like, oh, you're the guy who walked out of the girls' toilets. But, like, other comedians sing, you know, people in the audience are going, like, oh, this guy's a freak. Like, what? Why was he in there? Was he perving? Like, who knows? No, it wasn't. There's no one else in there, thank God. But I was, oh, it's just so bad. I just had a really rough week. And then I was just worried, like, there was going to be a security cam footage of me walking out of the women's and I'm going to end up on A Current Affair or some shit. That's my biggest concern. Anyway, so it was a rough week, guys. But I wanted to get, ahead of the scandal on the podcast tonight. I wanted to jump the gun a bit. I actually announced it on the radio show last night as well. Had to tell Lewis the story because, again, didn't want to, you know, jump the gun. But anyway, that's the end of the podcast, guys. I'm so keen for The Bachelor. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Welcome to all the new people who are listening as well. That Drake, I uploaded a little video of me talking about Drake last week, about the In My Feelings challenge, and it actually went quite well online. So I think we picked up a few new people, added them to this, I don't know what this is. They're added to this weird society. I'm still working out what's happening or if anything's happening for episode 100 yet. There'll be nothing happening this week, obviously, for The Bachelor. That fell through. I'm terribly sorry, but again, didn't make any promises, so I'm not really sorry. But yeah, I'm keen for The Bachelor. Let me know your thoughts during the week. And yeah, thanks for watching, guys. See ya.